This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, a majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, bi-iznillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will be doing a revision of book one of the Arabic syllabus that we've been going through. Walhamdulillah. One might say, well, in our previous majlis, we did a full book revision, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. What revision is there left? Bi-iznillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we want to revise what we've studied via examples from the Noble Quran, walhamdulillah. So, for example, we learnt hadha. Hadha means this. What about a few examples of hadha from the Noble Quran? And there's two benefits we pull out from this. Number one, well, it is revision, walhamdulillah, of the concepts that we had learnt. Number two, we also get familiar with these verses from the Noble Quran. Because the idea, the aim, the objective behind learning the Arabic language for us as Muslims is so we can understand the Quran and the sunnah of our Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillah. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, in, for example, lesson one, we learned hadha. Hadha means this. And a few examples from the Noble Quran. Inna Allaha Rabbi, verily Allah, inna harfu tawkid wa nasb, it is to affirm something. Inna Allaha, verily Allah, indeed Allah, Rabbi wa Rabbukum, is my Rabb and you people's Rabb. Fa'buduhu, and so worship him. Hadha siratum mustaqim. This is the straight path. This is the sirat. Sirat means a path which is mustaqim, which is straight. Walhamdulillah. So there we have hadha siratum mustaqim. This is the straight path. We also find Allah mentions in the Noble Quran with regards to this Quran, hadha bayanul linnas. Hadha, this. This what? This book, this Quran. Hadha bayanul linnas. This is a bayan to the people. This is a bayan to the people. Hadha dhikrum mubarakun. Subhanallah. Also again with regards to the Noble Quran, Allah states, hadha dhikrun. This is a reminder. Mubarakun. What type of reminder? It is a mubarak reminder. It is a blessed reminder. We also find in the Noble Quran, mata hadha al-wa'du. Mata hadha al-wa'du. They would ask, mata, when hadha al-wa'du, this promise. Mata hadha al-wa'du, when will be this promise? When's the appointed time for this promise? We also find in the Noble Quran, hadha khalqullahi. Hadha khalqullahi. Mumtaz. Brothers and sisters, Ya Ikhwan wal Akhawat, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, these few examples that we've gone through, yes, there were examples of hadha in them, walhamdulillah. But also let's analyze them and pull out other concepts that we've learnt in book one. Example, hadha bayanun linnasi, for the people, for mankind. Hadha bayanu linnasi. That lam is a harf of jar. It's a preposition. That's why we had linnasi. See, with a kasra. We also saw hadha dhikrun mubarakun. Mubarak. Mubarak is describing the type of dhikr it is. It is dhikrun mubarakun. So mubarakun is a na'at. It's a describing word. Walhamdulillah. We also find هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ. This is the creation of Allah. The خَلْق of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَلْقُ اللَّهِ. That is مُضَاف, مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ. It's a إِضَافَ relationship. It is a possession relationship. هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the صِرَاط which is مُسْتَقِيم. What type of صِرَاط? Describe that صِرَاط. It is مُسْتَقِيم. And so مُسْتَقِيم is a نَعْت. It's a describing word. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Walhamdulillah. So those were a few examples with regards to هَذَا, which was learnt in lesson number 1. We also came across in lesson number 1 the word masjid. Allah states, يَا بَنِي آدَمَ خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدْ. Wear your zina, wear your best of clothing when you come for salah. عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدْ. Masjid here means, you know, when you are performing salah. So you don't say, well, when I go to the masjid, I wear the best. But if I'm praying in my home, I wear whatever. No. What is meant here is not necessarily the physical masjid, but rather the place where you make sujood. When you are making salah, wear your best. Walhamdulillah. We also find with regards to the word bab. Bab means door. Babani means two doors. Abwabun means doors. MashaAllah. فَقَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ. And the father of Yusuf alayhi salam, he said to his other sons, لا تدخلوا من باب واحد. من باب واحد. All of you do not enter from one door. من باب. باب. Why باب? Because it is harf of jar. Min is a harf of jar, and so babin takes a kasra because it is majroor. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. We also came across the word qamis, and we learned that in Surah Yusuf, many examples of qamis. Walhamdulillah. So we also learned ma. Ma means what? Ma means? Ma means exactly. Ma means what? Walhamdulillah. Ma hadha illa basharun mithlukum. Ma hadha illa basharun mithlukum. Here ma does not mean what. Here it's the ma of negation. ما هذا إلا بشر مثلكم. He is nothing but a human being like you people. ما هذا إلا بشر مثلكم. So that's an example of ma of negation. And you also have the ma of what, which is ما في البر والبحر. مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. That which is on the earth and that which is in the water. مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. What is on the land and what is in the water. مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That which is in the skies and on the earth. مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. What is in the skies and on the earth. Walhamdulillah. Other examples with regards to هذا, with regards to rather the word من. What does من mean? من means who. We learnt in lesson number 1. من أنت. Who are you? أنا مدرسٌ. I am a teacher. من هذا. Who is this? هو طالب. He is a student. من هذا. هذا سليمان. Etc. So we find in the Quran, etc. In the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبَ عَلَيْهِ. Whoever does not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is angered with him. Allah gets angry with him. Whoever does not ask Allah, Allah gets angry with him. So, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. Whoever does not ask Allah, يَغْضَبَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah gets angry with him. Hadith reported by Imam At-Tirmidhi. Also the famous hadith, مَنْ حَمَلَ عَلَيْنَا السِّلَاحَ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Whoever carries a weapon against us, whoever. مَنْ حَمَلَ عَلَيْنَا. مَنْ حَمَلَ. Whoever carries عَلَيْنَا upon us, السِّلَاحَ, a weapon. فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Then he is not of us. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ Whoever imitates a qawm, copies a people, he is from them. Mumtaz. That was lesson one. There was also the word kalb. We learned the word kalb, masha'Allah. And so kalb means a dog. We find in the Noble Quran, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَثْ The example of so-and-so is like the example of a dog. فَمَثَلُهُ Like his example, كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ Like the example of a dog. إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ If you attack him, يَلْهَثْ He barks. In تحمل عليه يلحث أو تتركه يلحث or even if you leave him alone, he will still be barking. Allahu musta'an. And so, brothers and sisters, we are going through the entire book, a little bit of revision. But what makes this majlis different from our previous majlis? Our previous majlis, we did a quick revision of the entire book. But here we are now doing the concepts that we learned. And we are looking at examples from the Noble Quran, insha'Allah. In lesson number one, we also came across the word himar. Himar means a donkey. Allah mentions the donkey in the Noble Quran. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا The ulama, the ones who study, but they do not implement whatever they've studied, they are like كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا They are like donkeys carrying books. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ Like the example of a donkey, يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا Carrying books, asfar, carrying scrolls, books, Allah musta'an. We also find with regards to lesson number two, we were introduced to ذَلِكَ ذَلِكَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ We begin the Noble Quran, أَلِفْ لَمِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ جَمِيلٌ that was lesson number two, then lesson number three. Lesson number three we learned when we add alif and lam in front of the noun, then it is definite. Kitabun, a book. Al-kitabu, the book. Walhamdulillah. Mumtaz. Lesson number four, we were introduced to huruful jar. The huruf of jar. Those prepositions. And some examples from the Noble Quran. Example, fil ardi. Fil ardi, on the earth, in the earth. Fil ardi. We also find ma fis samawati. Ma what? Fis samawati wal ard. Ma fis samawati wal ard. See, fis samawati, that day is majroor. Wal ardi, that's also majroor. Why? Because of the fi. فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مُمْتَزِ Allah also mentions, لَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ لَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ Do not throw with your own hands. بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ Into destruction. Don't be the reason for your own destruction. Don't throw yourself into destruction. إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ To destruction. Ila is to, which is a harf of jar preposition. Ila tahlukati. Ila tahlukati. Mumtaz. We also find Allah states, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ And what was revealed? إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ Why إِبْرَاهِيمَ Why not إِبْرَاهِيمِ We had a harf of jar إِلَى Ah, because another rule applies here. And that is, إِبْرَاهِيم is a diptote. It is a diptote, and diptotes are allergic to the kasra. And so technically, إِبْرَاهِيم was supposed to take a kasra, but because it's a diptote, مَمْنُوعٌ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ It will instead take a fatha. إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ جَيِد We also find the Noble Quran لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَى طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ لَن نَصْبِرَ They said we will not have sabr عَلَى upon طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ Upon one type of food Take note عَلَى is a harf of jar So the word after it takes a kasra But and he is supposed to take a kasra, and so that's why we have ala ta'amin ta'amin, ta'amin. So it is majroor because of ta'ala. Ala ta'amin wahidin, upon one type of food. Wahid is a na'at, it's a describing word, and it is describing the type of food. What type of food? One food, one meal. Allahu musta'an. Lesson number one, number two, we were also introduced to the word hal, hal. Hal anta talibun? Hal anta talibun? Are you a student? In the Noble Quran, hal yanzuruna illa an ta'tiyahum? Hal yanzuruna? Are they waiting? Hal yanzuruna? Are they waiting? Illa an ta'tiyahum? Except that should come to them al malaika, that the malaika should come down to them. Is that what they are waiting for? They're waiting for the angels to come down. Allahu musta'an. And so that covers a little bit of revision with regards to lesson number four. Lesson number four. Walhamdulillah, Jameel. With regards to lessons 5 to 10, lessons 5 to 10, some examples from the Noble Quran, that's mudaf and mudafun ilay, possession relationship. Mudaf, mudafun ilay. We find in the Noble Quran, Rasulullahi, Rasulullahi, that's a mudaf, mudafun ilay, the Rasul of Allah. We also find fi sabilillahi, fi sabilillahi, fi in. Sabilillahi, mudaf, mudafun ilay, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also find fi deenillahi, in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mumtaz, mumtaz, mumtaz. Later on, we had also learned hadhani. Hadhani. Hadhani means these, but it's for the dual. So in Arabic, we have singular, then dual, then plural. Whereas in English, you have singular and then plural. With regards to hadhani, these two, قَالُوا إِنْ هَذَانِ لَسَاحِرَانِ, they said, إِنْ هَذَانِ لَسَاحِرَانِ, these two, they are magicians, sahirani. يُرِذَانِ, they both want, أَنْ يُخْرِجَاكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِكُمْ بِسِحْرِهِمَا, they want to expel you from this land. Allah musta'an. These are the criminals. And what are they saying? They are saying about Musa alayhi salam, etc., that they are soothsayers, they are black magicians. قَالُوا إِنْ هَذَانِ لَسَاحِرَانِ يُرِيدَانِ أَنْ يُخْرِجَاكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِكُمْ بِسِحْرِهِمَا وَيَذْهَبَا بِطَرِيقَتِكُمُ الْمُثْلَى. Allah musta'an. And they say that these two are black magicians, and what's the aim and objective? They want to remove you from your land. Allah musta'an. We also find in the Noble Quran, هَذَانِ خَصْمَانِ اخْتَصَمُوا فِي رَبِّهِمْ, these two, they have come and they are at loggerheads with one another. They have this case that needs to be sorted out. هَذَانِ خَصْمَانِ اخْتَصَمُوا فِي رَبِّهِمْ. Allah musta'an. So that was lesson number 5, and we covered a few examples of the mudaf and mudafun ilay. Mudaf, mudafun ilay. Example, kitabu Muhammadin, kitabullahi, kitabullahi, sabilullahi, sabilullahi, path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll also tie this in with what we learned in our last lesson of book 1, and that is, if the owner, the possessor, is rather a diptote, then will not take a kasra, remember. So the diptote will take a fatha instead. Example, kitab of Muhammad, kitabu Muhammadin, simple, easy, no problem. Whereas book of Ahmed or book of Ibrahim, kitabu Ahmada, kitabu Ibrahima, kitabu Ahmada, kitabu Ibrahima. Whereas kitabu Muhammadin, no issue. So the mamnu'un min as-sarf, instead of taking a kasra, they will take a fatha. Kitabu Ahmada, kitabu Ibrahima. Walhamdulillah, mumtaz. Lesson number 6, we covered hadihi, hadihi. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ وَلَا تَقْرَبَ, and do not come close to, both of you don't come close to, هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ, this tree. So هَذِهِ, because شَجَرَة is feminine. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ, and do not come close, both of you, to this to this tree, do not touch this tree, Mumtaz. We also find in the Noble Quran, هذه ناقة الله, هذه ناقة الله. This is the camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jayid, هذه ناقة الله, which was a miracle for those people. هذه ناقة الله, ناقة الله, والحمد لله, ممتاز. So that was lesson number 7. Where we covered matters pertaining to hadihi. And remember, if you have any body part that you have two of, you have duals, you have two of, you have pairs of them, then technically they will be regarded as feminine. They will be regarded as feminine. So hadha anfun, this is a nose. But hadihi yadun, this is a hand. Hadihi yadun, hadihi yadun. Walhamdulillah, mumtaz. Lesson number 7, we covered tilka, a simple one bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Lesson number 8, also not a difficult one. Lesson number 9, a few examples from the Noble Quran dealing with na'at, describing words. Fasabrun jameelun, fasabrun jameelun. What type of sabr? Beautiful sabr, meaning it's not going to be a sabr that I'm going to scream and shout and complain. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ They have مَغْفِرَةٌ from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgiveness. وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. So كَبِيرٌ is a na'at. It's a describing word. أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ, أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. We also find in the Noble Quran, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Those who disbelieve, for them is عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ, is severe punishment. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. As for those who believe and do good deeds, for them is forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah. So we have the عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Shadid is describing the type of عَذَاب. It is a very heavy type of punishment. عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. And as for those who believe, أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. They have ajr, reward, which is kabir, walhamdulillah. Lesson number 10, we covered the possessive pronouns. Example, kitabun, but how do we say his book? Kitabuhu. So this ha is a possessive pronoun. Kitabuka, your book. Kitabuha, her book. Kitabuhum, their book. Kitabukum, you people's book, mashaAllah. We find in the Noble Quran, we also cover the word inda. In this lesson number 10, we cover the word inda. Inda means with, or it means to have. And so Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهْوِ. That which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than play and amusement. قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. That which is with Allah, that which is with Allah, that which Allah has in terms of reward and Jannah, etc., it is better than play and amusement. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. That covers a quick bit of Quranic revision for lessons number 1 to 10, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we find with regards to some other examples of na'at in the Quran, some other examples of adjectives describing words, Allah mentions Al-Fawzul Azimu. Al-Fawzul Azimu, the great victory. الْيَوْمُ الْآخِرُ, the final day. What type of day? الْآخِرُ, final day. قُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ, a clear recitation, clear Qur'an. رَحْمَةٌ وَاسِعَةٌ, it is widespread mercy, expansive mercy. الْقُرْآنُ الْمَجِيدُ, الْقُرْآنُ الْكَرِيمُ, both of them. قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ, يَوْمٌ كَبِيرٌ, الْعَذَابُ الشَّدِيدُ, severe punishment, the severe punishment. كَذَّابٌ, كَذَّابٌ شَدِيدٌ, a severe liar, Allah musta'an. أُرَادَ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ, عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ, severe punishment. أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, great reward, وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. So that's up to lessons number 10, mashallah, in terms of the concepts and verses from the Noble Quran. Then we also had in lesson number 11, which in reality was a revision lesson. So we move on from there. Lesson number 12. Any verses from the Noble Quran related to the concepts? 12. Let's move on to 13, inshallah. Lesson number 13, yes. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. This is when we covered jam' plurals. So we have the word قَلْبٌ. قَلْبٌ means a heart. Well, what's its plural? قُلُوب. قُلُوب is a jam' maksur. It's a broken plural, a broken type of plural. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, but in reality, they do not have understanding in those hearts. They don't understand with those hearts. We also find, إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًا لَكُمْ. Verily, from your spouses and your children, some of them are enemies to yourselves. Allahumma musta'an. Min azwajikum. Azwaj is the plural of zawj. And so, azwajikum, it is the plural of zawj. And this is a broken plural. Wa awladikum. Awlad, also a broken plural. So these are examples from the Noble Quran of broken plurals. We also find, wal jibala awtada. And these mountains, jibal, these mountains, the word jibal, it's the plural of the word jabal. Jabal means a mountain. So jibal is the plural, and that's a verse from the Noble Quran. Walhamdulillah. Then lesson number 14, any verses from the Noble Quran related to the concepts there. Let us look at that. Yes, we also have in lesson number 14, the word ayyu. Ayyu, it can be ayyu, it can be ayya, it can be ayyi, which means which. Min ayyi shay'in khalaqa. From what were they created? Min ayyi shay'in khalaqa. From which matter were they created? Min ayyi shay'in khalaqahu. Jayid. Other examples from the Noble Quran, lesson number 15, we now move on to lesson 15, nothing too much there in terms of examples. Lesson 16 to 20, we find, وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ MashaAllah. With regards to the duels
in lesson number 18, وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ, as for the wall, فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ, then it belonged to two youngsters, يَتِيمَيْنِ, they were orphans, فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, in the city. So, غُلَامَيْنِ, يَتِيمَيْنِ, these are duels, not one غُلَام, not plural, but rather duels, two. We also find, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. وَلِمَنْ, and to who خَافَ, fears. مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, the standing before his Rabb, جَنَّتَانِ, he will have two gardens in paradise, mashallah. For him is جَنَّتَانِ, two gardens, walhamdulillah. Then in lesson number 16, we also covered the non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. Non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. And the verse in the Noble Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَى. So, أَسْمَى is feminine. And so, that's why we have the describing word حُسْنَى. Not حَسَن, but حُسْنَى, which is feminine, so that it matches. لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. We also have the other verse, لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. جَيِد. And the same rule applies here. Same with كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَةٌ. كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَةٌ. Kutub is the non-rational plural treated as singular feminine, and qayyima is its describing word, and that describing word is feminine. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. Any other examples from the Noble Quran, lesson number 18. Now we move on to lesson number 19. Naam, lesson number 19, or rather 18. Mimma taraka al-walidan. Mimma taraka al-walidan. From that which the parents have left.
from that which your parents have left. This is dealing with the matter of inheritance. مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ, that which was left by the parents. قَالَ رَجُلَانِ, two men said. قَالَ رَجُلَانِ, رَجُلَانِ, two men said. دَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانِ, دَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانِ, entered with him into prison. فَتَيَانِ, two youngsters. فَتَيَانِ, so بَابَانِ, كِتَابَانِ, two books. فَتَيَانِ, two youngsters. هَذَانِ سَاحِرَانِ, we covered that. طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, two parties of the believers. طَائِفَتَانِ, طَائِفَتَانِ, two partners, or rather two groups of the believers. طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, two groups of the believers, two groups of the believers. Walhamdulillah. Lesson number 19, any verses from the Noble Quran related to lesson number 19? No, not really. Lesson number 20, the same. Lesson number 21, nothing too important in terms of examples from the Noble Quran. We do have, for example, with regards to the harf of jar, with regards to the harf of jar and diptotes, with regards to diptotes. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Why إِبْرَاهِيمَ? Because Ibrahim is a diptote. Because Ibrahim is a diptote. And so it cannot take a kasra, so it will take a fatha. We also learn that when we have ya, ya, then the word after it is a munada, and it loses one of its dhamma, fathas, or kasras. So for example, ya adamu, ya adamu, not ya adamun, wrong. Ya adamu, excellent, walhamdulillah. Jameel. And so that covers the entire Quranic revision of Book 1, walhamdulillah. But there's also some other important concepts that bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, since we have time inshallah, we'll try to go through some of those concepts. Just made note of them. With regards to the mudaf and mudafun ilay. Mudaf and mudafun ilay. Kitabu Muhammadin, kitabu Ahmada, كتاب فاطمة سبيل الله سبيل الله بيت الله كعبة الله دين الله. These mudaf and mudafun ilay, we call this in Arabic, this is murakkab. Murakkab means it's compounded. You know, two different words are linked up and joined up together. And we have various types of murakkabs. This is a murakkab idafi. It's called murakkab idafi. It is a possession compound type of relationship happening here. To differentiate it from murakkab tawsifi, murakkab tawsifi, which is the compounding where it's a describing word which is added on. Fasabrun jamilun. So jamilun is a describing word for sabrun. Walhamdulillah. So that's something to take note of, inshallah. Something else to take note of is that usually female or feminine words have a ta marbuta. If they do not have a ta marbuta, then they have what we call the alif maksura. Alif maksura, this is like a ya, but it does not have any dots underneath it. So example, the name Salma has one of these at the end, alif maksura. It's not a ya, there's no dots there, so it's not a ya, it's pronounced like an alif. And another sign for a word being feminine is that it has what we call the alif mamduda. The alif mamduda. What is the alif mamduda? The alif mamduda is like the head of the ayn. It's like the head of the ayn. So example, the name Zahra'u. Zahra'u, beautiful lady. Zahra'u, rather, Zahra'u means radiant. Zahra'u means radiant. Now that's a female name. That's a feminine name. It's a feminine word. How do we know? Well, it has the alif maksura at the end. What's an alif maksura? It looks like the head of an Ain, head of an ain. Then there's also other words which don't really have any sign that they are feminine, but they are feminine. Example, the word ummun. Ummun doesn't have a ta, it doesn't have an alif maksura, it doesn't have a alif mamduda, but can ummun be anything but feminine? Ummun will always be feminine, Jayid. And so the word Ummun, then you would talk, you know, we would say, Hadihi Ummi, this is my mother, Hadihi Ummi, Jayid. So the word Ummun doesn't really have any sign, but it's feminine. Same with regards to the word bride. The word bride, arus. The word bride, arus, will always be feminine. Certain countries, example, Misr, Misr, Misru is Egypt, and that's feminine. That word Misr is feminine. Arumu, also feminine. Ashamu, also feminine. Now, how would one know? Well, this means one has to go back to the rules of the Arabic language and how the Arabs of old used these words. And so they use the word Misr, they use the word Rum, they use the word Sham, you know, as feminine words. Also, body parts that we have duals of, we have pairs of, are regarded as feminine. In other words, example, Arudun. Arudun means the earth. Harbun. Strangely enough, the word war is a feminine word. The word khamrun is feminine. The word darun, darul hadith, darul bayti, daru ahmada, etc. The word dar is also a feminine word. Rihun, wind, feminine. Suqun, market, also feminine. Shamsun, sun, also feminine. Narun, fire, also feminine. Nafsun, also feminine. MashaAllah, the word nafs is also feminine. Walhamdulillah. Jayid. And there's also some words which, even though it might have a ta, it's a masculine word. Example, the word khalifa. Khalifa, even though it has a ta at the end, it is a masculine word. Same with you describing somebody very knowledgeable, allama. So-and-so is an allama. Allama is a masculine word, even though it ends with a ta. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. We already discussed plurals are broken up into sound plurals and broken plurals. Jameel. There are some words that are singular in form, but they refer to a group. The word itself is singular in its form, but it refers to a group. Example, the word qawmun. Qawmun. Qawm means a nation. It's a singular word, qawm. The word rahtun. Rahtun means a group, but those words are plural in their meaning. They are singular in their wording, but they are plural in their meaning. So, example, we wouldn't say qawmun salihun, nation which is righteous. Rather, we would say qawmun salihuna, qawmun salihuna, qawmun salihuna. Why? Because qawm, even though it's singular in form, it is plural in its meaning. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. Jameel, mashaAllah. Any other important concepts? Let us look through these notes, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Mumtaz. Ma ma'na mumtaz? What does mumtaz mean? Mumtaz means excellent, mashaAllah. So with regards to broken plurals, then there are various scales. Af'alun, fu'ulun, fu'ulun, fi'alun. These are all scales for broken plurals. Example, kalbun, kilabun, thobun, thiabun, rajulun, rijalun. Another one, fu'ulun, kitabun, kutubun, madinatun, mudunun, safinatun, sufunun, etc. We find that af'ila'u, 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 the scale of af'ila'u is asdiqa'u. So for example, the word sadiqun, sadiq is a friend, and then asdiqa'u, asdiqa'u. We find the word nabiyun, anbiya'u, habibun, ahibba'u. These are all plurals on the scale of af'ila'u. 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 Mumtaz. Mumtaz. Walhamdulillah. Masha'Allah. Masha'Allah. Tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, be proud of yourself. Alhamdulillah, and give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have covered book number one, that you have covered book number one. Alhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Some other important concepts. We find the mamnu'un min as-sarf, words which are allergic to tanween. Words which are allergic to tanween. So example, Ibrahimu, we find Ahmed, various reasons given for them to be mamnu'un min as-sarf, and we've covered that. But just something to take note of, that even though a word might be mamnu'un min as-sarf, if it has an alif and lam attached to it, or it is mudaf, then it would be possible for it to take a kasra. Example, the word masajidu. Masajidu is mamnu'un min as-sarf, allergic to tanween. Masajidu is allergic to tanween. But if we add alif and lam to the word masajidu, example, fil masajidi. So we got alif and lam. So now we've got a fi before it, and so it would take a kasra. So a mamnu'un min as-sarf, if it takes an alif and lam, then it could take a kasra if required. Fil masajidi, fil masajidi. Alhamdulillah. Or if it is mudaf, an example, fi masajidil muslimina, fi masajidil muslimina, in the masajid of the Muslims. Or for example, fi masajidi Muhammadin, in the masajid of Muhammad. Fi masajidi Bilalin, fi masajidi Bilalin. So we saw in both examples, masajid, although a diptote in its origin, but if there's an alif and lam joined to it, or if it is mudaf, then it can take a kasra. Walhamdulillah. Mumtaz. With regards to the dual, babani, kitabani, qalamani, etc. With regards to these, if for example you had this dual and it was mudaf, this dual, if it is mudaf, then there's something strange which occurs with it. Example, huma bayta rajulin. So we originally had baytani. Baytani means two houses. Baytani means two houses. So we're talking about these two houses. Huma, both of those houses, belong to this man. If it was one house, we would say huwa baytu rajulin. Huwa baytu rajulin. They are the house of, it is the house of the man. Huwa baytu rajulin. It's the man's house. It belongs to this man. Huwa baytu rajulin. But if it is two, it will be huma bayta rajulin. Huma bayta rajulin. We've not really covered this concept in book number one. This most likely will be introduced to you in book number two, or even maybe in book number three. But nonetheless, as long as you have some sort of understanding of it, that the dual, when it's in the mudaf form, then it changes. Huma baytani, no. Huma bayta rajulin. Huma bayta rajulin. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. Same with regards to the plural. So if we had, for example, jam mudhakkar salim, the masculine sound plural, example, hum muallimu al-waladi. Hum muallimu al-waladi. They are the teachers of the boy. Muallimuna originally, but because it is mudaf here, so it drops the noon. Hum muallimu. Hum muallimu al-waladi. They are the teachers of the student. Walhamdulillah, masha'Allah, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatallah, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we cover one maxim from the Noble Quran, insha'Allah. One maxim from the Noble Quran. And we've already covered quite a few maxims. We've covered plus minus, we've covered 28 maxims so far, walhamdulillah. And this is maxim number 28. 29. Wallahu a'lamu bi'a'da'ikum. Wallahu a'lamu bi'a'da'ikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable. Allah knows who your enemies are. Allah knows who your enemies are. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran. Alam tara ila alladhina utu nasiban min al-kitab. Have you not looked at those who have been given a portion of the book? Yashtaruna ad-dalalata wa yuriduna an tadhillu as-sabil. They've purchased misguidance and they want to sway people away. Antadillu sabil, want to sway people away from the right path. Wallahu a'lamu bi'a'da'ikum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who your enemies are. We find if one looks at the Noble Quran, Allah mentions certain enemies of ours, and obviously the first one being Iblis. Inna shaytana lakum aduun. Verily, shaitan is your enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. And so take him as an enemy. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُو حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. He's calling his party to be with him in the fire. Allah musta'an. So shaitan is our one enemy. The second enemy are those disbelievers who are actively fighting against Islam. Al-kuffar al-muharibuna lana. Allah mentions, وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ إِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَن يَفْتِنَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. Verily they are open enemies to you. So that's the second category. A third category would be the category of the munafiqeen. The munafiqeen, Allah musta'an, the hypocrites that outwardly they are Muslim, but in reality they are not. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ وَإِنْ يَقُولُوا تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ خُشُبٌ مُسَنَّدَةٌ يَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ هُمُ الْعَدُوُّ. They are your enemies. Humul adu, they are the enemy. He is the enemy. Fahdharhum, beware. Qatalahumullah, anna yu'fakun. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. Those are but a few categories of enemies mentioned in the Noble Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he states, waqafallahu al-mu'mina, was this, Allahu a'lamu bi'a'da'ikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who your enemies are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from these enemies. And also our nafs. Our nafs is also an enemy. The nafs, which is the nafs calling you to sue, calling you to evil, calling you to that which is impermissible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us power over them. May Allah grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, with this we have now completely covered everything related to book one. We've spent two majalis on revision related to book one. Walhamdulillah, the test for this book one complete full test is also available on the website www.muslimcentral.com. You will find the link for that test there, inshallah. Hayyakumullah, may Allah grant you khair and barakah in this world and in the hereafter. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.